Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Anton Boyko, and today on our current webinar, we will talk about developing Android mobile applications using Azure Mobile Services. And today I ask another expert, his name is Nikolai Soroka, to share his wisdom and tell us how we can develop our Android application together with Azure Mobile Services. So, Nikolai, the stage is yours.
Okay, thank you, Anton, for such a good introduction. Hello, everyone. And today I'm going to talk about Windows Azure Mobile Services and how you can use them in your Android application. So first of all, you go to manage windowsazure.com to your developer's console, select mobile services, and if you don't have one, you should definitely create with this fancy new button in the left bottom corner. But for this demo purposes, I'm gonna use the first one, a Boyko demo 2015, which Anton kindly created for us before. So you go there, and here at the homepage, you actually see getting started like information. And the most easiest way to learn how to use the platform is to download and check out the sample app. Select Android tab, open create new Android app, and here you see the steps you need to accomplish to actually download and run this demo app. I hope you have Android developer tools set up. Download Android Studio. When you did this, create a table. We actually do have to do item table. I'm gonna check it. Yeah, we do have this one. And you download and run your app. Actually, start downloading. It's gonna take some time. Okay, so let's check what inside. Inside, I did actually already opened it with my Android Studio because inside we have a pretty straightforward Android application on Gradle build system. It has a project, this Gradle build script, and module app, which actually holds all our code. So here we see that compile SDK version is 20, not the last one, but the minimum SDK version is 8, which actually tells us that we can use the Azure SDK for a major variety of Android platforms. In the dependencies, we see that it requires Google JSON, probably for serializing JSON format, and Microsoft Azure Mobile Services Android SDK. The latest beta version. It's, I think it's held in remote repositories, so you don't need to download any jars and copy them into your project, and that's very nice. You can connect the already existing project very easily. Okay, let's take a quick look what's actually inside our source folder. We have our Java classes and resources. We have an activity, a data class that represents our to-do item table, and adapter. Actually, pretty simple array adapter. We're gonna look at it much detail further. In resources, we have all our drawables. It's actually only launcher icons and layout files. So let's see our activity layout. Okay, so the preview is loaded. Now we see how it should look like when we're gonna run it. It has all this stuff and a list view, which is gonna be is gonna display all our items. Okay, and the sample also uses tools for very convenient preview system. Let's build and run it and see what we're gonna see in it. Okay, looks nice. It didn't crash. And we can see one task item. Let's hit refresh button, a little progress indicator in the right corner. And let's add some to the item here. Oh, looks like something got wrong. Let's see what's going on here. Okay. Okay, looks like it's just Discord doesn't create an alert dialog in the right thread. That's gonna fix it. Just for the purposes of this demo, I'm just simplifying the code to run it on US thread, but in real project you should use handlers or other mechanism to synchronize threads on your activity or application. Okay, let's do it again. So as we can see, our application requires authorization. Let's check out what do we have set up in our developer's console. Data. Okay, so for to create, we're gonna actually need an insert operation, and it's restricted for users that are authenticated. Let's just change it to everyone with application key. Okay, just I need to say I need to take a note on this. For this demo, we are using just pre-set up mobile service with tables and a lot of stuff that has been left here from another demos. So I think there are some stuff, yes. So here we have a custom script for your insert operation. That's very useful when you need to do some logic on your server side in the cloud. Here we just adding the created by field, which we are not sending from our mobile app. Let's gonna remove this and save. Okay, looks good. Final final attempt to create an item. Finish demo today. Yeah, hooray! And we've added it. Let's see what's going on in our table on the cloud side. So we check the browse tab and yes, we have this one here. It's not completed. If we check it completed, then the operation has been done and the request seems to be successful. So the completed field for this item should be true and I refresh it. Okay, it's true, look nice. Let's check out what's inside the sample app. So as I said, we have this class that represents our data. For the demo purposes, we renamed it to do item 2 because the name of the table is pre-set up is to do item 2. It has all these data fields like text, ID, is it complete? Pretty straightforward, private fields, serialized name for JSON serialization, and all the other stuff. Item adapter, as we saw it, it's usual list array adapter. It inflates the layout for one item and sets all this data. And the final one, the most the one that has the most of the code is to do activity. So here we have our main objects. It's the object with class mobile service client, which gives you all the operations you can do with your services. The class that represents to do item table, and or our additional stuff like adapter, edit text for creating new items, and progress indicator. In onCreate method, we can see pretty decent initialization. And here we have already inserted our application key. So if you download sample code from your services project, if you press this button, download, it will already have this key inserted, so you don't have to bother finding it out. Okay, seems to be good. Adapter, set adapter. And this code, this comment says that this method load the item into mobiles, items from the mobile services. Here we have async task that does all these operations in background. What it actually do? It makes a call to todo table where and specify some filters. Here it's like in more readable form. Field complete equal false. So we are receiving only those items that don't have that are incomplete now. And if we mark it complete, it does not appear in the list. Okay, clearing the adapter and adding all the items. As you may notice, the result from this operation is actually a list of to-do items. All the conversions is done behind, and you actually retrieve a pretty default Java list object, and you can pass it to adapter or modify in way you want. Okay, this method showed the error dialogs. We already fixed that. The code is not so very nice looking, but to get the feeling of how to work with mobile services, it's more than enough. Here also have the class progress filter. Actually, we can see it here. When creating mobile service client, what it does, it checks the operations that are done to the client, and when the one is performed, it shows or hides the progress bar and our progress indicator. Okay, looks nice. So, what can we also do with all of these items? Oh, yes, I forgot the main one. Add item method that checks if it null checks, and it actually performs an add operation. Here we see async task again. It calls the insert method on the to-do table and fills the data for item, receives it back, and adds it to adapter. And we should have another method, check item, that is performed, I think, from adapter. When the checkbox is checked, it calls this method to perform a check and update the field is complete on the database. Good. Okay, so what we're gonna do next? Let's assume that you want to see not only complete items, incomplete items, but the complete one, and you want to see it marked with checkbox. Let's change that. First of all, we need to set the checkbox mark to correspond to item state. Okay, enable a checkbox. Yeah, it's enabled. Next, we're gonna modify the filter to retrieve not only complete items, but all. Let's just comment that line. Okay, and for adding items, we're gonna remove this check to add all items into our adapter to actually see them. Okay, let's run it. Yeah, looks like we did all right. Interesting. Here it goes back again. Looks like we didn't remove the one check on the add item. Yeah. Let's just remove all of this. My mistake. Run it again. Okay, and yeah, looks great. Let's see, do we have any changes in our database? Yeah, looks like task 2 is incomplete. Looks good. Okay, so what else we can do with all that? Suppose you want to add another field that represents the day of week you need to finish this item. To do so, let's create a spinner with values of weekdays and add it to our user interface. So here we have nested linear layouts, not so good, but for the demo purposes should be all right. Button here and so we have spinner. See what do we have here? Looks nice. Minor tweaks. All right. Okay, get back to our activity code. Just one moment, let me change my settings to match the project one. All right, so let's instantiate the R spinner with weekdays. We're gonna use the default Android layout for simple list item one. And here we have to supply our array of weekdays. Okay, so let's begin. Sunday. Let's check out the code that adds item. Here we have one. Okay, so we're gonna add a property called weekday to our data model. Okay, to do that, we need to get okay, how did I name the field? Okay, week spinner, and this we're gonna extract into the constant. Okay, adding item, weekdays, and get the position of the spinner. Selected item position. So create a property called weekdays. And see what's here, just to match our setup, add annotation to name the field in our table weekday. Okay, looks good. And let's see, can we run it? so task for Sunday or Tuesday. Just to test, selecting share Tuesday, and okay, we can see it here, and nothing crashed, that's good. Let's see what's going on in our database. Okay, so here we can see that we have all our items the same, and this one new has also the Tuesday that we supplied, and also the column for our field is created automatically because we checked the dynamic scheme for our table setup. But if you need to do some kind of manual, you can edit it here. Okay, let's go back and also add some code that displays the weekday of the item in the list view. We go to item adapter, resource ID, let's check it, it should be somewhere here. Mm-hmm. Let's change the layout first. Here we see the only checkbox item. I'm gonna leave it untouched and add another text field. Go back to our adapter. Find this item. Item weekday. Text view. Okay, as you may notice, the all other items in our table does not have this data, and it's gonna be null. So we're gonna need to check against that. And say any, so it can be accomplished any day. Otherwise, item get weekday. Okay, looks good. Yeah, cool. So here we see all our items checked or unchecked, and they have all this data, but only one task for Tuesday have the weekday of Tuesday. So, okay, leave all that aside. And suppose our Android app need only to display the items that have the weekday and also that are checked. And we're gonna leave the scheme in our database the same because other our apps, suppose they use all this data. So how do we do that? We go to the code that loads our items and apply the filters here. So we're gonna leave this pre-setup filter complete to false to retrieve only incomplete items and add another one with AND operator. Field weekday not equal value empty string. Okay, looks like we have what we needed. Let's add another item and see what happens. Here we have it. Looks good. Okay, other great features that our mobile services have is also authorization. Let's see, can we use it in our app? Okay, here we are instantiating client, and actually all our dependencies are fetched, and also you can see the Java docs for all the classes and methods, which is very nice. You can read the documentation here if something's unclear for you or you want to know how this method works. And also the source code is available as well, so you can check out what's going on inside, which is very nice too. Okay, so we have a lot of login methods. Let's see what are available options do we have. Suppose I want to log in with my Twitter account. Key provider, the provider is used for authentication process. As far as I remember, there can be some set of available providers, and we can use the word Twitter here. Maybe some models we do here. Get. So we're gonna do it in a separate call. log in with Twitter. And here we're gonna create new async task just for the purposes of this demo. Client login dot get. Okay, this throw exceptions. Then I'll wrap it. And the return type is void. Hit run and see what happens. Cool, so we have this Twitter account login page. It displayed in inline web view. So we can log in here. I'm gonna use my so. Okay, now I'm gonna put the emulator away to enter my password. Okay, looks good. So now what we're gonna do, we're gonna go back to our services, back to permissions. And change this insert permission to only authenticated users. Okay, and add item, check my Twitter for, I guess, Thursday. Yeah, we can see it here. Let's check out what's going on inside our database. So here we have our record, check my Twitter. And it has user level authenticated, as we can see it, but it does not have this field created by. This is actually the token or some kind of ID of the user. It's not the token that authorized you to Twitter, but you can use it to get this token that you might think of. So looks good. And if your app want to use some authentication, you can easily do it with just one method call. And you're gonna be authenticated. So I guess it also supports Google, Microsoft, and other providers. If you don't want to stick only to Twitter. Okay, so also we have we might have some custom APIs in our services. Let's see, what do we have here? Okay, we have one here. Let's see what it does. Okay, so here's some kind of JavaScript magic that I don't actually understand. Maybe Anton can give some comments on that, but for the purposes of that, let's skip it. Okay, let's see, can we do that? For that, we're gonna call the client, and here I guess should be a method, yes, invoke API. It gets the API name. Our API name is my news. Let's just copy that. Okay, there are a lot of methods and some of them are actually even deprecated. Maybe because we are using the beta of the API library version. Let's see what's the one that we need. It should get the, yes, here, HTTP method. We are gonna use post. Parameters, no, not additional parameters. Let's cast it. No, and we're gonna use get. What it does, it returns us a JSON object. Let's put it into a variable. And okay, just put it inside this try. Comment on that one, we don't need it for now. And we're gonna use default JSON deserializer to actually retrieve items. Okay, to the items. So if to the items is not null and clear the adapter and add all items by one. Yeah, this code we need to run on UI thread. Maybe we can just change the async task. Key result to the item 2. Array of to the item 2. Okay, and here. Not here. Where is it? Yeah, here. In our method. Okay, looks good. Let's run it. So what we did now, we actually switched our code that requests our table with where and also filters with the call to our API that actually returns just the same, that should return the same kind of data but not filtered. Let's see what do we have. Okay, I'm already authenticated, and yes, we can see all of our items. Just like we did with the request to our table. Okay, looks good. I guess